Welcome, Keanu. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Do we have any questions? We'll start with Dana Green.
Hey, Keanu. Looking at the tape of East Carolina, they got a pretty prolific quarterback that has some big game experience over his college career. What do you see from him? What are the keys to slowing him down?
Yeah, I think he's a very legitimate quarterback. We've seen a lot of success that they've had this year. We recognize that not just him, but I think he has a really good core of wide receivers that he's able to stay connected to. I think that's latched onto his experience, is his understanding and connection to those receivers. And I think what the key will be is constantly trying to just play within our scheme. I think as everyone plays our role, defensive line getting after the quarterback, as well as our DBs maintaining like their bought-in mindset to Jay Hill's defense, that'll be our answer to shutting down the quarterback.
And then what was the biggest gain from this week off? Just kind of getting your bodies healthy, but was there like almost a reestablishment of leadership, kind of a restart moment during this week off?
Yeah, I think it was just consistency. I think what's critical is whether you're in a bye week or not, it's how are you attacking the week? How are you staying consistent to the fundamentals? And how are we continuing to develop? I think that's a big thing in football is, you know, you start once you put on the pads in fall camp, it's difficult because you haven't been wearing them for a year, and we don't want to lose that over a bye week. So having that tenacity still within the bye week and the leaders being able to maintain the culture was absolutely critical. And I think that was just consistent. I don't know if it was reaffirmed. I think it was consistent through the bye week.
All right, next question from Jay Drew.
What's Anisi Purcell like? What has he brought to the defensive tackles room?
Anisi is amazing, man. I think he's a very silly individual. He knows when to be serious, but he's a very upbeat, happy individual, which adds a lot of joy into the room and is absolutely critical for the position that we play, right? Sometimes we don't make the biggest of plays, and so having attitudes like JT and Anisi, who are both very upbeat individuals and both very dedicated to their craft, are huge examples, not just to me, but to our young guys, to Justin Kirkland, and allow us to kind of stay happy consistently with what we do.
And then I guess he just got engaged right after the Portland State game, after he got that sack. What did you guys give him the business at all, or what's that been?
Yeah, I guess, I mean, to some degree, him and his roommate, Vili Poha, they got engaged within the same week, so they tend to do a lot of things together. I didn't know to what degree, and so seeing that happen was cool. But it's nice, you know, we connect on the football field, but we're brothers beyond the field. And so we talk and we advise him, and I've been married for 5 months now, so try to give him somewhat of experience on what to expect and how to have the best experience.
Our next question will be from Jake Hatch.
Do you have anything particular you do in terms of these long road trips across multiple time zones?
Not really. I think I try to just treat it the same. I think sleep is critical. I think sleep is the most important thing for recovery, for keeping your mind fresh, and those things that are critical to performing well. I don't know if I have a set-in-stone operation that I like to go through. But I think I just try to maintain the best health that I can and staying on top of what I know keeps me in the best mindset and feeling the best.
And was it weird to have a week 3 bye like that early in the season, to have a week off?
Yeah, I thought it was really weird. Me and a lot of the guys, we were kind of interested by the timing of it. It is nice. I mean, it's always nice to have a bye, I feel like. You want to play, but I think it's critical. The way that you handle the bye week is how you're going to handle the next game and really any game. And so it was an interesting place of a timing of a bye, but we handled it well.
Next question from Mitch Harper.
Keanu, Kalani just moments ago said that you guys have like a Monday meeting with the leadership team. What does that look like as far as meeting with Kalani, and what are you guys trying to do to maybe set the tone for the week?
Yeah, I mean, I absolutely love that we do that consistently. it truly speaks to the character of Kalani and wanting to be a team or a player-led team, and his ability to counsel with us. It's not often just what he sees, and it's more often of a counsel of what we see within our team, of what we're understanding of how we can improve. And so those meetings are always looked forward to because the understanding that we have the blessing of speaking the mind of what the players are feeling, but also taking into consideration what they see with their years of experience and ultimately coming out with what is best for us as a team and what's best going forward.
And with from your vantage point this past week in the bye week, how ready is this defense to take on an offense that, you know, tempo, they go pretty fast in top 20 and seconds per play, like just have the readiness of this group to go up against a fast-paced offense like ECU?
Yeah, it's a new challenge, right? We haven't faced an offense like that this year, but it's nothing new to the scheme and the game of football. We have a lot of experienced individuals on the defense, and we have a lot of experienced coaches. And so within what we practiced over the bye week really has helped our minds to be prepared to think critically in short amount of time, but also just to keep our lungs up so that we can go within that drive. But obviously we understand that within tempo offenses, if we're able to shut down the plays themselves, then we prevent them from being able to do tempo. And so within that, we're just maintaining our defensive scheme and doing the best that we can.
Next question from Kyle Ireland.
Keanu, we've seen pre-game video of you hyping up your teammates before you guys take the field. When you give the messages like that to the team, when you're sharing your thoughts and feelings, are those things that you come up with just on the fly in the moment, or those messages that you've thought about throughout the week about things that you want to tell your teammates before you guys play?
Kind of both. That one, I think I was a little bit more I wasn't ready for that one, which is nice because I felt like, you know, by the gift of the Holy Ghost, I was blessed to be able to carry those words to my teammates. Unfortunately, some of those words maybe were not gifted by the Holy Ghost, and I should have been wiser with those things. But I try to just always keep my mind sharp. I think that's critical as a defensive player and as someone who has been blessed to be entrusted as a leader on this team. It's critical for me to understand and have the awareness of my team and what is critical to bring to remembrance within their mind at right before games and stuff like that. And so I just try to stay mentally aware and sharp as I can. So when the time comes, I'm able to kind of bring out the best within them.
Next question with Darnell Dixon.
Hi, Keanu. I was asking a question about situational substitution from Kalani. I'm asking the same thing. You guys do quite a bit of that. You guys are running on and off the field between plays. As a player, how do you kind of make sense of that chaos and maintain your level of focus and all of that?
Yeah. I think it can definitely be labeled as chaos for us as the players and those that kind of are finding it difficult to get lined up. But I think the biggest part of it is we don't necessarily see it as that often because we trust the scheme of our defensive coordinator. And we recognize the personnel and we recognize the intelligence behind why he's doing things. So it can be last minute at times, but ultimately when we get the proper team out there, the proper formation and the proper defense that we want to run, it's a huge blessing because it makes it easier to stop the offense that is expected to come from his understanding and from his greater point of view. So it can be hectic at times, but again, we kind of just try to buy into what Coach Hill believes in his process.
All right, our last question will be from Dana Green.
Keanu, I know it's only two games, but when you look at the stats and say the defense has only given up 3 points, no touchdowns in the first two games, how much pride do you take in that, and how much are you looking forward to maybe keeping that streak going?
Yeah, I think success needs to be counted. If you're only counting the things that you can improve on, it's extremely difficult to stay motivated, disciplined within a long season. And so we definitely account for that, but I think we're far from satisfied because we recognize what we have and the ability that we have. I think another part of the pride that comes with that is that it was at home, right? We take a lot of pride in playing in front of our crowd in our stadium. And so that's where a lot of that confidence maybe comes from. And pride, but I think again, we're extremely blessed to be able to be in this position, but we're far from content because I believe that we can do this consistently over the basis of, you know, 12 games.